WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. I know life can get pretty hectic, right? Between work, relationships, trying to squeeze in some self-care, it's easy to feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel. But today, we're talking about something that might just be the secret weapon you need to navigate all that chaos. Self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another fluffy motivational podcast, hear me out. Self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or giving yourself a free pass for every mistake. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support that you would offer to a good friend who's going through a tough time. Think about it, ever had a friend mess up? Did you jump down their throat or throw shade? Probably not. You probably offered a listening ear, some words of encouragement, and maybe even a shoulder to cry on, right? Well, guess what? You deserve that same level of support from yourself. So, how do we cultivate this superpower of self-compassion? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you become your own best friend. 1. Recognize your inner critic. We all have that voice in our head, the one that constantly critiques every move we make. It's like having a harsh judge sitting on your shoulder, whispering doubts and negativity. The first step is simply acknowledging its presence. When you catch yourself thinking those critical thoughts, pause for a second and say to yourself, hey, hold on a minute. That's just my inner critic talking. D. Challenge negative thoughts. Once you recognize those negative thought patterns, it's time to challenge them. Are they really true? Or are they just distorted perceptions based on fear or insecurity? Often, our thoughts are not facts. Remember, you're worthy of love and respect, even when things don't go perfectly. 3. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed, take a few deep breaths and focus on your senses. Notice the sights, sounds, smells, and sensations around you. This can help calm your mind and bring you back to the present, where you have more control over your thoughts and feelings. 4. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a loved one. When you make a mistake, don't dwell on it or beat yourself up. Acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. 5. Practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, or a genuine laugh with a friend, these simple joys can make a world of difference in your overall well-being. Ever had one of those days where everything just seems to go wrong? You spill coffee on your new shirt, miss the bus, and get stuck in traffic for an hour. It's like the universe is conspiring against you. But what if instead of letting this setback derail you, you practice some self-compassion? Imagine getting in that car after a long day, pulling out your favorite playlist, and taking a few deep breaths. You acknowledge that things didn't go as planned, but you remind yourself that it's okay to have off days. Maybe even sing along to that song at the top of your lungs. This simple act of self-care can make all the difference in shifting your perspective from frustration to acceptance. You know, developing self-compassion isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing journey. It's about being kind to yourself every day, even when things are tough. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Acknowledge your inner critic, challenge negative thoughts, practice mindfulness, be kind to yourself, and cultivate gratitude. By incorporating these practices into your daily life, you can become more resilient, less reactive, and ultimately happier. So, what are you waiting for? Start treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. You deserve it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of self-compassion. Leave a review if it resonated with you, and let's keep building a community of support and positivity together. See you tomorrow for another dose of Mental Fortitude Daily.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.